Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, is this the death of lawfare? I think it's been put on pause.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they're not going to give up.
No, absolutely.
They're not going to give up on the idea that the best way to, you know, deal with Republicans is to simply imprison them.
Well, it's pretty much the only way Democrats have got to fight now, because they have lost, looks like they have lost control of all three houses, branches of the, you know, government here. It's possible.
Yeah, what are you hearing on that? Because even before I went on the air, I wasn't completely clear if we'd won the House or not.
It's still up in the air, literally. And you know, we've had some couple of reports here. There's some very close races that are still going on. I'll be honest with you. This concerns me. We quickly found out who was president. We quickly found out Senate. Now, why is it in these much, much, much smaller races we don't have a winner yet? There's a whole lot less votes to count.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm not trying to say there's any conspiracy going on here, but it just seems odd to me that we've got about 20, 24 different races around the country, House of Representative races, that have not been called yet. And I realize they're close, but it's like, okay, there's plenty of close races. Why haven't those been called yet?
Because election officials are Democrat, by and large, in most of these cases, they're going to scrape for every last provisional ballot. Mm-hmm. Let's go check in the closet again. Is there a box in there somewhere? That's what's going on. Yeah. It's what they do.
Well, that was only a mildly rhetorical question, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's got to be the answer.
Yeah. And the reason that most election officials are Democrats is because it's a bureaucracy. It's a government job. And that tends to attract Democrats more. Unless we're talking about law enforcement, stuff like that. So,
not to say that there aren't some good, honest
good people,
you know, folks that are doing things that may or may not be leaning in that way politically in those positions. But anyway.
But the good news, by and large, at least as far as it's declared this morning, is
lawfare dead?
Well, I would hope so. I think that it spectacularly failed. And when we talk about lawfare, again, we're talking about the use of the legal system against a political opponent. Hypocritically, the Democrats have claimed Trump was going to be doing that. They've been doing that for years against him, and it blew up right in their faces.
Katie Tricaski, great insider.
Yeah, so that's Katie Tricaski, former federal prosecutor. Okay. And then she goes on to explain, look, this sentencing for Donald Trump is still on the calendar, at least, for November 26th. Mm-hmm. But here's what she says.
Well, that case also is complicated because of the Supreme Court's ruling regarding immunity. So essentially, there is sentencing scheduled. But before that can even proceed, Judge Merchan is expected to rule on whether that case actually is tainted by the immunity ruling, meaning that they allowed in inadmissible evidence and that the case would essentially have to be reversed and go back to trial, or ultimately go back up to the Supreme Court to determine whether the immunity ruling impacted it. So, for all intents and purposes, again, that case could also be dismissed, but it doesn't have to be. If there is any adverse ruling to President Trump, it's immediately appealable, meaning that if Judge Merchan says the immunity case does not end that case summarily, that would be essentially appealed anyway. And then, of course, I guess he could sentence him at some point to jail time, again, something that would be immediately appealable and probably stayed pending a decision by the higher court. So for all practical purposes, I don't think it's going to go anywhere. The question is how far these people will continue to push these cases.
The only reason Donald Trump is not going to prison is the margin.
Yes, you're
right. It's not even just the win.
Yeah.
It's the margin.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the fact that inside the Democrat Party, they're, you know, calmer heads are telling them, look, we all want to put him in prison for the crime of, and the real crime is challenging them. But you know what? That's going to hurt our fortunes even worse. It's going to make it worse. And so we're going to have to skip it for now. But Letitia James, full of barely contained hatred and rage, she is the Attorney General of New York. Listen to the wording she uses here. She had that deranged press conference yesterday where she flat out says, Lee, and this is how they talk amongst themselves. She flat out says that her response to the vote by the people will be to use the law. That is not how a free country works.
No, it is not.
You don't use the law because you get an electoral result you don't like. But that's what she said she would do. Listen to this.
We did not expect this result. but we are prepared to respond to this result. And my office has been preparing for several months because we've been here before. We faced this challenge before, and we use the rule of law to fight back.
No, no, you don't, honey. No, 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 no. That's the Soviet Union.
It's the abuse of law to fight back. That's what she's doing. She's abusing the law to fight back.
And to actually say we are going to respond to the result of the election using the law. No, no, no. You respond to crimes with the law. You respond to quantifiable incidents that violate the law with the law. We don't, I mean, for her to say we respond to the outcome of the election using law?
Let's flip this. Let's say Biden had stayed on the ticket and Biden had won.
Mm-hmm.
And if Republicans then said, we're going to prosecute Joe Biden for having, secret documents which he illegally possessed, and also for accepting foreign money and bribes from foreign officials, and we're going to prosecute him on that. What do you think that these Democrats would be saying?
Oh, they'd be screaming and yelling about the injustice of it. The difference being those are actual quantifiable documentable crimes.
Yes.
Not my opinion.
Right.
The Department of Justice admitted it. Remember before they said, but yeah, a jury would never convict old Joe. He's so demented. I mean, would it even be fair to try him? So they admitted it, that he committed those crimes, right? So that is different. He should be prosecuted, not because I don't like him, but so that other people will not sell our secrets, take home our secrets, make them available to the Chinese. By the way, do you know what was in that final Robert Hur report? This is crazy. I finally finished it this weekend. You see what I do with my
kids? Yes,
I do. I finally finished it this weekend. Okay, I was, in all fairness to myself, sipping wine when I did. But
okay, well,
I finished it this weekend, and I was sitting in bed, finally read the rest of it. Do you realize Robert Hur legally, because he was a prosecutor, right, for Joe Biden, legally ordered Joe Biden and the Biden Center, which was paid for with $60 million of Chinese money at UPenn, right, to preserve their visitor logs so we could see exactly who came through there. We know Chinese officials did, but we don't have details. Do you know what happened?
Let me guess. They're gone.
They were destroyed.
Yeah.
That's in violation of a court order.
Yeah.
You can't do that. That's a crime.
Well, not only a court order, but in fact, the law. That is public information that has to be maintained.
Yes. And they just violate the law like it's nothing.
Because it is nothing to them, Tara. It is nothing. Violations of the law by Democrats have no consequences. None. Not in a situation here where you're talking about the federal government. No consequences.
Texter writes to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, Tara, Letitia James, who's the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James threatened President Trump, plain and simple.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a threat from a state official. Yeah.
Texter writes, there's a lot of conservatives in the cooperative extension, at least at Clemson. Noted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Noted. Texter writes, can anyone confirm whether California psychics predicted this election correctly?
Well, I know one thing. The American media sure didn't. And the pollsters got it completely wrong. So.
Yeah. Texter writes, you'll never regret having your kids in debate. It teaches them how to think quickly and critically. Our kids grew exponentially through the debate process. Books are the best source of information these days. Right now, they're preparing for a debate on Taiwan, right? And here's the crazy thing. Trump's position on Taiwan is absolutely genius once you spend 2 weeks digging into it like we have in my house. And you know what the problem is? Can't find it. It's not on Google. You got to go on Luxel.com.
Hmm.
So you can't even use Google. This is how Stalinist this is. You can't even use Google to prepare for debates anymore if you're in high school and you just want both sides because you have to have both in order to participate. It's nuts where we are, but it's going to get better. Did you hear that Elon Musk is going to now take on Google? He's launching a search engine.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, I'll definitely take a look at that once it's available.
Look, here's the thing. Everybody's going, wow. I mean, I'm going to read some of the numbers coming up. Wow, look at these. I mean, when you have a 97% Hispanic county, okay, and Trump carries it by more than 5 points, how does that happen? Two words. Well, 90 million views 90 million views of that Joe Rogan interview. That's how they were allowed to see Trump. And when you hear him uncut live on Rogan, you're like, this guy's not crazy. He's not Hitler. He's not a fascist. That's why. What did YouTube do last week, Lee? They censored that video. It got, you couldn't find it. It was gone. And so they just said, screw it. We're going to put it on X and it'll run there. And it did it. It hit 90 million views. That's how you win an election. People get to see the truth and decide. And the left does not know what to do about this, but they know it's a problem.